Woo!
Woo woo indeed. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
We are recording.
Yay!
Yay!
I love how you're lying in wait with it.
So, last time, Dungeons and/or Dragons, you all decided to hang out and do some heist planning. You were able to grill Harita for details about the security for Yorgo Gustav's estate that will be in place on the night of the New Year's Eve party at the end of this month. And so you decided to go ahead and just spend the rest of the month planning to come up with every contingency, basically, that you could think of. And so we montage. Well, before we did that, Remy, or Taika as Remy, went to Kestra's general store and essentially made another deal with Kestra so that, to give you a man on the inside, a guard on the lower balcony, somebody that you would owe a favor to.
Would that have counted in the points?
Yeah, I was actually just thinking that. I was like, that would probably be considered like a... a two-point flashback.
2-point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you want to mark 2 points off of your...
Wait, no, I did it ahead before the point system.
During your planning. That's what this is all...
So that takes away our points?
I'll let it go this time, but
yeah. What the fuck?
But that's the point, is that these are all things that... The points represent all the things that you're doing before the heist. Which this would be considered, but
okay, so we have to expressly not do any planning in order to not use up the points.
Yeah, the problem is that we kind of just have the system available, but we were just like, no, we want to do it the slow and tedious way.
But then me being the kind of merciful DM, I had not given you this sheet ahead of time, so fine. Anything you did last time is fine. So you owe Kestra a favor. All four of you.
About that.
The group collectively owes Kestra a favor. But hey, you got a man on the inside, a person on the lower balcony that's yours to do with as you will. Within reason, he said, looking at Tony.
What?
And so we demontaged it. You know, in addition to doing heist planning, Tony had some time to hang out with siblings. Inari had time to hang out with Harita. Shims had time to hang out with her various friends. And you all took a weekend out to Toshiro's estate, where Taika sparred with him on the sparring grounds, and Inari sparred with him in the sheets. And things are going hunky-dory until the 17th of Cilia, when Taika got a call from Captain Herbert and Magpie called Tony, both to let you know that some sort of thing had come out of the jungle of no return, leaving a path of death in its wake, stretching in a straight line miles and miles back to the jungle of no return. It was some sort of ancient undead creature riding a skeletal horse. So Magpie asked you to take care of her light work, and you all headed out to Ajuba, where Magpie was able to teleport you to this creature. So you arrived there. Combat ensued. The creature was chanting something that Shims managed to memorize, and you all engaged in combat, quickly destroying its body and horse, but leaving a floating, angry skull there. That kept trying to get into Taika's mind and kept firing surprisingly devastating, necrotically sheathed bone shards at the lot of you, dealing 30 to 40 points a hit.
Which is a lot.
But you managed to destroy the skull, and Taika went to pick up the amulet that it was wearing to do a grim psychometry on it. And in doing so, was implanted with the false memories of spending time with this creature as a child, and that this creature being implementing the idea that this creature was a friend of hers, a creature named Aliron, who was there to help Taika throughout her childhood, but never spoke to her until the last time she saw him when he told her that he was the first Spectre of Three, the weakest of his brothers, and greet, for her to greet them with open arms. They'll be friends as he has been to her. So Taika came back from that, complaining, like wondering why you all had to kill your dear friend Liron, what caused him to turn on you all. You all very quickly realized that this was not right. So Inari, using a detect thoughts, heard the same abyssal chanting in Taika's head. And so you psychically discuss the situation, briefly debating whether or not you should kill Taika. Very, very briefly. But decided instead...
You would never.
Decided instead to reach out to Magpie, who gladly cast a remove curse. Casting it with a curse person says what?
But I didn't fall for it.
No, but Taika felt compelled to write something in Magpie's journal. The curse faded. Taika thought the whole thing was gross. The writing was an abyssal. You all had Magpie look at it. She looked at it with her readers, a.k.a. her glasses of comprehend language, and said that it included a short prophecy. He is the first specter of three. The others will come. He is the weakest of the brothers. So you all decided that you needed to warn the cities. Magpie offered to tell Captain Herbert to the rest of you. Inari angled to find out if Magpie and Captain Herbert were having a tryst. Magpie insisted you all were just friends, that you just have dinner every week, and Inari was not able to get anything.
I realize I should have used my psychic whisper knack thing, or my...
That's got a D6, right?
Maybe a D8? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's your psychic deck. Go ahead and roll D8.
I don't even remember what I rolled the first time.
You were 2 points shy.
Uh-oh.
But let me check it's a D8 first.
Yeah, it is.
Based on your psychic deck. Okay. You realize anticlimactically that Magpie is telling the truth.
Being sure, though, is worth a lot.
That she and Allison are just friends. You also, I would say, just suss out the idea based off her reaction. Much like Tony, like, she's fairly ace and doesn't really... The idea of being in a romantic relationship with somebody does not seem to appeal to her.
No, thank you. Okay.
We also established last time that there's three ace characters, one person bravely having sex for all of you.
And so, you're welcome.
With all that done, you all have prepared to head back to Ajuba.
Or should I say thank you?
So,
wait, Ajuba? We are in Ajuba.
Back to your hideout.
Okay. Yes,
from Ajuba. All right. So
it's still the 17th.
It is the 17th of city. You all are still... pretty badly wounded. I will say that we can count that as a short rest if you want to spend hit dice. Though also, unless you guys are going to get up to mischief, you can probably just save it and do a long rest here in just a moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if we get if something happens,
that is purely up to you.
it is purely up to all of us. I already could attack Magpie right now if you wanted to. I wouldn't.
Seems unlikely.
Unlikely?
It's also probably not a great idea.
No.
Yeah.
Magpie's a tank.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with Magpie. It's driving me crazy.
But,
Magpie could kill all of us.
Yeah.
Honestly.
but anyway, so as you guys get ready to go, Magpie says, well, good luck with all the stuff you're working on with your heist and all that stuff.
Have we talked to her about that? I guess maybe Tony has, huh?
I assume Tony.
She just knows.
Yeah.
And then she says, you might want this. And she rips the writing that you did in her journal out of it and hands it to you. Physical props are fun.
Well, this doesn't mean nothing to me.
Ha-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-da, ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-da.
That's what it sounded like.
Anyway.
So wait, can you give me the actual thing then?
I can tell you what she told you, yeah.
Yeah.
He is the first specter of three.
Is it first person or is it third person like that?
It is written exactly as this. What is written on here is what I'm saying right now.
Okay, he is
the first specter of three.
Okay.
The others will come.
Okay,
that's what Inari said.
He is the weakest of the brothers, which is also what Inari said.
Of the brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Micro penis.
Okay.
Alright, and that's it?
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, maybe the other brothers just bully him a lot, and that was the hardest fight we had to fight.
Yeah, the brothers are actually
bigger losers.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, as soon as, like, we sat down and, like, really, like, started ramping up here, I was like, maybe I should have stayed cursed, because then we might have more information.
No.
Obviously, I didn't want to be cursed.
No, I don't think it's ever a good idea to stay cursed. Like, yeah.
It is interesting, though.
But I would be worried for your character's mental health.
Yeah. My character's mental health?
Yeah.
She'll be fine. Thankfully,
she
it's not my mental
believed
health.
That somebody that helped take care of her when she was a vulnerable child was somebody that she just killed.
I think
that's
you
kind of
underestimate how mercenary Taiga really is.
I think you underestimate how many feelings Taiga still has despite
I
the actions
you
that
for
she's
sure
taken.
That I do not.
Right. Well, what about how this affected Inari?
I know, right? You didn't even think about Inari.
Yeah. Backbite casts teleportation circle and shoves you
get
all
the fuck out of my house.
Shoves you all into it.
Goodbye.
Get the fuck out of my house.
And says bye bye.
Bye bye now.
Cool.
All right. So you all make your way back to the hideout, a little beaten up. I don't think any of you got bloodied, though, or anything, did you?
Mm-mm. No, not even close.
Bloodied is...
Half hit points?
I don't think I took any damage, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, just a little out of breath, a little exhausted, but...
Got a little limp.
Did I ask Magpie about what the abyssal words that he said were, or...
That was this, right? That was the prophecy.
So you, do you repeat them?
No, the...
Do you repeat them to her?
Do it.
It's just a game. Figure it out.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
You know what? Whatever happens, Magpie can handle it. I do.
She says, well, these only let me read writing, so you'll also cast your own comprehend languages spell to figure that out.
Comprehend is only reading.
It's also verbal.
Oh.
I thought you were good at everything, Magpie.
I can do it tomorrow. I just didn't prepare it today.
Isn't it a ritual?
It is, but that takes like 10 minutes. Get the fuck out.
Magpie.
Thanks, Magpie.
You all can do it.
What are you hiding in here, Magpie?
Bye.
The next time we visit Magpie, I'm gonna start snooping.
I think we need to
someone
visit
has to
Magpie
for me.
By a surprise more often.
I agree.
Alright, so you guys are back in your hideout. I think you have the comprehend language spell in your spellbook, right, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
So you could spend a 10 minutes to cast.
Yeah,
if you wanted to.
Let me.
And that would let you translate what...
Oh, and I had it prepared.
Oh.
Nice.
And that would let you that would let you understand what she's saying. It would also let you read the document if you wanted to get fresh eyes on it.
Cool. So I'll cast Comprehend Languages.
Okay. As a ritual, or do you spend a spell slot?
I'll use a spell slot, because we're...
Slotted
it's
up.
It's just a first level.
You can throw those around like candy.
Yeah.
Delicious candy.
I mean, I've got 4, and I didn't use any during the fight. Yeah.
You cast the spell, and so do you have Shim's repeat back?
Yeah. Say it again!
That's what he said verbatim.
Alright, and so you were listening to it, and it is a little different than what Magpie said was written on the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Because you remember that he had changed what he was saying after you had blown up his body.
Mm.
And so, and Leanne, Shims had gotten both...
Before.
And after. So the after, if you also say the after matches exactly what was written on that sheet. Which is what you knew, because you were saying it.
Uh-huh.
You heard it. You heard those words in your vision.
Mm-hmm.
And were able to understand them in your vision. So words, though, that he was saying at the beginning are, I go hunting for those that have wronged us. I am the harbinger of him to come. And that's all you're able to get from, you know, trying to memorize words in a language you didn't know.
I'm the harbinger of what to come?
Him to come.
Could this be... This couldn't be related to whatchamacallit, could it? Zelioth and Xenonix?
Does Zelioth... Is that abyssal? Do we know?
I would say you know that they have, that is abyssal.
Hmm. Interesting.
So where do we think he was headed?
Like, coming straight for Ajuba, but
yeah,
who the fuck knows?
But who in Ajuba?
Or if that was even his destination, maybe
yeah.
It was somewhere else.
What if it was Magpie? What if Magpie found something and unearthed something and awoke a curse?
I mean...
Who else do we know in Ajuba that's, like, sneaky?
Is there anything else going to do with your campaign language as well, except?
Anything else you guys need translated while I'm here? You have any limericks that you've heard from...
Right.
Yeah, right? I know.
I don't think so. I
can't think of anything.
Yeah. It's not a trick question.
But the offer is suspicious.
I'm trying to think if there is anything we're forgetting about.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
I just say random dirty words in Orcish, which I randomly know.
Say, hey. You know that last one doesn't mean what you think it does.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, did I say something offensive?
No, but it probably wasn't as offensive as you thought it was. You made some comment on the color of my toenails? And, like, even in Orcish culture, that's not even a thing.
Well, you don't know. Maybe some orcs really care about having nice toes. Okay, we're good.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Something's happening.
Something.
Hopefully, Magpie will tell us the next time.
I wonder if Magpie knows.
Knows what?
Maybe that's why she wanted to get us out so quickly.
She did want to get us out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch. I'm going to call Hannah.
Hey, what's up?
Where you at?
She says... Where would she be at? She says, I'm at the edge of the world. Having a drink.
Okay. Magpie been behaving
I forgot that's
normally?
The name of the bar. Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck has she been up to?
No, same old Magpie.
Okay. There's cursed stuff running about.
Oh, yeah, she mentioned that, yeah. You guys were able to take care of it?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
You sound off. Is there something I should know?
Well, it was coming straight from Ajuba. As a matter of fact, wait, above the table, was it actually going straight towards Ajuba? Like, dead center?
It'd be hard to say. You'd have to, like, maybe go look at it from the air, take a look at a map. Hmm. I would say it would be a very difficult survival check to figure that out now, but the DC would be lowered if you did further investigation into it.
Can I roll it now and still investigate later?
Of course. It's not all or nothing right now.
And survival is wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I already wrote down that I took perception.
Yeah, you took it for the fight.
Well, no, this was after my short rest.
Nope. Bad.
I have one flash of genius to spare.
I don't think it's worth it. It's only a 14. That'd only bring it up to a 19. So it's probably like at least a 25 DC. Mm-hmm. Presumably, 14's not high enough, right? Yeah, not even close. Okay.
Yeah, hard to say. You're on the ground looking at a straight line, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure what's going on. Magpie really bum-rushed us out of the tower, which is pretty unusual. Everything going normal for you guys on your, like, end of things?
Yeah, progress is being made on our experiments. Were you guys acting weird when she hustled you out? Because she doesn't handle interpersonal conflict very well.
Yeah, we certainly were
being
fighting.
Charming and delightful.
I don't know. I don't know Magpie well enough to judge what she would consider too much, so there is that.
We are too much for her most of the time.
Well, there you go.
I mean, she's too much. Like, Magpie's a very nice person, but she is very introverted.
Mm. Okay, well. There's a curse running about, and it's in Abyssal. And I was cursed for a very, very, very short amount of time.
Oh, shit, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now. It was just that the curse made me think I had a friend named Aliron, and that he had been my friend since childhood, when that's obviously very much not true.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah, it is. It's really weird. It's got me off my game a little bit. So, Aliron is the name of the baddie, and he's the harbinger of him to come. And also, he's the first of three and the weakest of the brothers. So, FYI.
Hmm. Well, I mean, let's see if I get an actual 20 on my religion wrong here. No, almost, actually. I think 20 is cocked over.
Oh, on the cock.
She says, unfortunately, nothing, doesn't ring, none of that rings a bell for me, but.
Well, you've heard the words now, too. So, I don't know. Let us know.
She says, yeah, well, you can always do research.
Ew.
I mean, if Tony and Shems feel like doing that, I will definitely support them in that endeavor.
I mean, I trust Magpie to let us know if she needs something. Like,
well, Magpie's not going to research it, though, right? No.
Well, but if... Like, if she has any idea that this is something that she brought
up. Sure, yeah, and I'm talking separately from that. Like, actually just doing research on it.
We probably should, because,
But I also think, it should probably wait until after the heist. Thanks, Hannah, I really appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, just keep an eye out for anything weird, you know, curses be cursing.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling in and letting you know what's going on, because it is a weird situation. Bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
She just hears me cackling as this line disconnects.
Just have a little like social interaction part, like if like, everything's inching up towards a first pitch basis or going down away from
That's hilarious. Love it. Okay, well, that's interesting and fascinating, and I think we should look into it after the heist.
Cool.
Agreed.
I think everyone's efforts should be focused on the heist, because I don't want to fuck it up.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you all take a long rest?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so those long rest buttons.
Ooh. That's the noise it makes, right?
Unlike Inari going
We need to get separate rooms.
I just really like resting. It feels so good.
I mean, it doesn't sound that far away from the noise I make when my back's half seized up and I finally sit down. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know exactly.
You know what I mean.
You're so very nasty.
I fortunately do not, but I can empathize.
All right. So, is there anything you all would like to do before the day of the heist?
Heist.
No?
Have you figured out the one thing that you need to figure out ahead of time, which is how exactly you're going to get in? We know that Inari is going to go in as a guest.
I think flying in with invisibility, right? That's mm-hmm. kind of where we half landed on last time. rather than trying to get up through all the stuff. Can we have the map?
The map!
Thank you, sir.
Would the guards have some sort of true sight or anything, or is it just the wizards at the front?
That is a great question.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
You know that the guards themselves are probably not wizards. And you don't even know if the wizards themselves at the door would have true sight. They'd definitely have, like, a detect magic going.
Well, and I think that the wizards that are watching more for guests that aren't supposed to be there, or guests that are pretending to be somebody that they're not, or to bring something that they're not supposed to. They're not looking for people trying to break in.
Well, and it's also expressly, like, everybody's not supposed to have true sight stuff. Mm-hmm. Because it's like a faux pas, but we're not going in the front anyway. We're going in the second. We're going in the second floor balcony. So, what we're trying to do is skip all of the nonsense, and you're just our eyes on the ground as needed. Thrall that bitch. Thrall.
Mm-hmm. And so Shems will have the hole. Is that right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, and Ari, how are you going to get around, are you not bringing in any of the prohibited items, or are you doing...
What are those again?
Weapons. And...
bags of holding, weapons,
True sight?
Things that provide true sight, yeah, weapons, items that can provide invisibility, items that can provide true sight or magic detection, and bags of holding.
Hmm.
Yeah. Most of my weapons aren't physical, so...
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah, I'll just put anything that I think I might need in the bag of holding and give it to Shams. Mm. Oh, and were we going to cast non-detection on, like, a bag of holding or something? I guess it wouldn't matter, because I'm not carrying any of it, so never mind.
I mean, we could if you wanted to carry something in with you.
No.
Do I have have invisibility ready, or does my hat do that?
Your hat does not do invisibility.
Yeah, that was gonna...
Your hat has true sight.
Yeah.
Would we...
So you can see invisibility with it.
Cast invisibility on someone to waste less resources? Because I get a free use.
Oh!
Would the hour, like, would I know that, like, I could cast it on them and then go with Harita and that would be, an hour would be enough time?
Yeah.
Or would that be not enough time?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
How much is a potion of invisibility, though? I think you gave us that last time, but I don't remember what it was. Is it like 5,000 gold or something fucking nuts like that?
It is very expensive, yes. It is, 5,000, yep.
But scrolls of invisibility, because invisibility is only a second?
But
scrolls 250. You have to be able to cast the spell.
And concentrate.
And concentrate.
Yeah, if the concentration is the problem...
Well, I could upcast it.
Mm.
To two or three. I only have third level, so I could do two people.
Oh, is there a spell that, like, knocks people out?
If you hit them hard enough.
Sleep,
yeah. Sleep's risky, though, because you roll for it, and if they've got more hit points than you roll, then it doesn't affect them.
Depends on, though, because if the situation comes up where it's just regular people and not guards.
True enough.
That could be
useful. It actually does not work that way
anymore. Oh, how does it work?
Does
that mean? I'm so curious.
Each creature of your choice in a 5-foot radius sphere, so 10-foot diameter, makes a wisdom saving throw or falls asleep until the end of its next turn.
Oh, shit.
And then it makes it, at which point it repeats the save. And if it fails to save a second time, then it's unconscious.
Oh, shit, that's cool.
And wisdom saving throw is your DC?
Mm-hmm.
Then sleep is really fucking worth it now. That is not a useless spell anymore.
Yeah.
Shit. That's way more powerful.
Can I buy a sleep scroll before we go?
Do you have invisibility spell?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Would you be cool casting it at a higher level to get two of you?
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll just use mine for one. Thank you.
Well, we also have to consider, once we get in the vault, everything we've got drops.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have invisibility, if you're maintaining concentration, you come out of the vault, does it come back?
I think we've established...
For anti-magic?
I think we established that it suppresses the effect, but it doesn't end the effect.
So it does come back. Okay, so that's
good.
We
learned that lesson when we had in the Beholder fight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But also, I might need to cast invisibility on myself.
Yeah.
Depending on where I meet you guys. Because the only
I can
place...
also cast invisibility if that is necessary.
I feel like having as many people prep it is good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just in here that I can't get to you guys, right? By the
Yeah, just this here.
Oh, I thought it was the whole floor.
No, it's just the vault, right?
The private sanctum?
Sanctum.
Private sanctum is the whole top floor.
Okay, so you
except
can't bend
the...
to us.
So maybe not balcony. I'm not 100% sure.
But if our plan is to go in here, I should get with you sometime, somewhere in here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe right before you go upstairs or something.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
I just wanted to make sure.
If we get here and you join us,
yeah,
then you'd be the lowest risk. Hmm.
And sorry, what's happening on the third floor balcony again?
There's two guards
there instead of just one.
And
okay.
Other guards in the menagerie that also keep an eye on those two guards.
Mm. Do we know what this wall is made of? Like, is it a wall, or is it, like, big windows, or, like, between the balcony and the bedchamber?
There's windows along the wall, but it's kind of stone mixed with actual windows.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay.
There's no windows on the sides, because it's a tavern.
Okay.
So is the plan for you guys to fly in here to the balcony with our man on the inside guard?
Yeah. And then we go down through the gallery, the library, through here. Although I do have trap, ? There's definitely a spike pit there, so we don't know what's going on there. Go up here, and then we've got to go through the office, the private gallery, and then into the vault.
Okay.
I know, there's a lot of square footage to cover.
Somebody
sent pictures of the maps to Leanne, right?
Yeah, a while ago, but
yes,
okay.
I got it.
Cool.
Yeah, I got it.
Sweet. Maybe it was last session, I don't remember.
Can I see, devastatingly, if I can trade in one of my oils of sharpness for a potion of invisibility? Because those also cost 5,000 gold.
I would say it would cost a point, a preparation point.
Mm.
And then also you'd have to make a roll to see if you could get it for a one for one. That's possible. I mean, the worst case is it'd be one for one with a little bit of gold mixed in. But.
Mm. That's what I'm trying to get out of, is spending the very little amount of gold that I have. Okay. So, what's the invisibility situation for you guys?
Oh, I've got invisibility. I could cast it at a higher level to cast it on somebody else as well. As myself.
Yeah, and...
So, if you cast it as a fifth level spell, you get all three of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, Shims, how high can you cast it?
I can cast it... Let's see. I have up to fourth, so I can get...
Two people.
Two other people, but I only have one fourth level spell slot.
Yeah, you don't want to use that.
So I think what we can do is, like, Tony, if you want, you can get yourself and Taika, and then I can cast it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everybody using the least amount of spell slot levels they can.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's probably good, too, just
like
in case
better.
Something happens and one of them drops, then
mm-hmm.
It's not everybody.
It's everybody all at once. There's still
yeah.
somebody who's hidden.
Yeah.
And last question. Y'all's tattoos will recharge at midnight.
Right.
But the party starts earlier. It starts, at 10 o'clock.
I think so.
So are you planning on doing the heist before midnight? Or are you going to, what time are you going to start this at?
I mean, what's the vibe of this kind of party? Is it going to last till the dawn?
It'll definitely last hours into the morning.
I feel like it would be great if I could use mine before midnight to get to you guys,
mm-hmm.
so that it got refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
if there's a, but it's that's
and
not
that's,
the end of the
that's
world.
A, yeah, that's a. We don't know what the timeline it would actually be, because if we start, oh, we're going to get here in, with 10 minutes waiting, and then we've got 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Or something worse happens, and we're, you know.
10 minutes?
Just like in general, the timing.
Okay.
We have no idea what could come up.
Yeah.
So I think it's worth the effort.
Yeah.
My thought process is also, if you go an hour or two after, probably 2 hours after the party has started, then people are a little more socially
Lax.
Lubed up and
drunk.
Ready to, and mm-hmm. not as suspicious or uptight. So, like,
mm-hmm.
it'll be
yeah.
easier for you to kind of go away
yeah.
without people noticing. And if there's a weird bump or something, they're not going to
yeah.
be like, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to
yeah.
be like, bah!
Maybe that's what I can focus on, is, like, trying to get people to drink more
mm-hmm.
subtly.
Yeah. So,
shut.
I do think like 11:45 though is probably a good like time to shoot for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you three are going to head in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So you three are going to head at 11:45, invisibility through the second floor balcony, using the contact that you already purchased
mm-hmm.
for free.
Yeah. I didn't know we'd be wasting our points.
I don't think it's a waste.
I mean, I don't think you're going to go through all the points anyway, but
fair enough.
But who knows what will happen. They're there if you need them. All right, so what I'd like is you get the miniatures down.
Minis.
Yeah.
That's
my job today.
Yes.
That makes it easy, huh?
Yep.
One.
And I'll get the desk cam going there for you.
I always have to, like, triple check that I'm grabbing the right thing.
There's so many of them.
Like, nope, no arm, no sword. Oof.
Oh god, wait, let me. Spells. I need to prepare my spells.
So it's the 28th now?
Right? Yes, it is the end of the month.
It's the end of the month as we know it.
There yet.
Oh my. Oh my god.
Heist. Everybody.
All right, so, Anari, how do you dress for the evening?
Yeah.
I am going to wear this dress. I almost sent it to my family group chat. It's not.
Question mark?
Yeah, with my brother's girlfriend. Sunday D&D. Sent, please.
It'd be funny if it's something with, like,
ooh,
pasties.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was something what?
With pasties.
I mean, almost, really.
Oh, and it is a masquerade.
Ooh.
So, what kind of mask you'd wear?
Wait, I didn't know it was a masquerade. Do I want to make something magic and cool for you? Do you
can't because
there's
you
no
can't
magic.
Have,
oh,
magic.
Fuck, right.
It's not a thing.
Well,
you
can't have magic.
You can't have magic, just not any of the prohibited categories.
Oh.
Yeah. And
that's
true. It would probably be white, because the dress is white. It'd be this.
It's just a creepy mask.
Just the,
V for Vendetta.
Yeah,
I'm smiling.
The anonymous mask.
I don't know, I feel like...
I was thinking, what was the name of the face stealer from Avatar?
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
The spider lady. Ooh, maybe something more
like
Uber.
Hmm?
Sorry, they're like a lacy teardrop beaded situation.
Oh yeah,
that matches the vibe.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know what that also reminds me of is there was that one drag queen that wore some, like, a face mask, and she had to lip sync.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And RuPaul was like, you need to take your face mask off. And she goes, I'd rather not. I think it was Valentina.
I think so, yeah.
Sorry. That's what it reminded me. Because she didn't know the words, and she didn't want Ru to know.
That's funny.
Yeah. She went home.
Mask gate.
Mask gate.
Sounds like masturbate.
All right. And then, Leanne, did you want to do, like, zhuzh up the mask a little bit with some sort of harmless sensory effect, or...
Perfume of bewitching vibes? Would that be? Or if you're, or it's a different idea if you have, sorry.
I think a perfume of bewitching would be so good. I would not be surprised if other people were wearing that, right? Like, it's fine. It's a party.
Oh, yeah, though. A lot of people here are wearing perfumes of bewitching. That just gives you, like, advantage on.
Charisma checks.
On your, yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay, so. Karina is wearing, I should have gotten pictures, I should have Pinterested it, but she is wearing, like, a kind of black tuxedo situation, like, very finely tailored. She's wearing, like, a binder just to make everything, like, very pinned down, and she's got, like, just a very, like, ornate, red and gold gilded, face mask on, along with a top hat.
Nice. That's awesome.
And so you all arrive fashionably late. It's supposed to start at 10 p.m. You all arrive at 10:30. She picks you up in the ornithopter, and you land. You step out of the ornithopter. You see, like, there's, like, people that aren't at the party that are crowded on the street.
Ooh, just kidding.
Well, people, like, watching, you know, like, the fancy elite entrances.
Met Gala red carpet.
Yeah, kind of. It's very much that vibe. Of, like, so, like, you park at the edge of the red carpet. The door opens up. She steps out, like, extends a hand, takes you out of the ornithopter, and you all walk to the door. The door opens, and you find yourself in a large marbled room with two large pillars at one end. Both of the pillars have, like, an ornate kind of, like, dragons carved into them that meet, like, in the middle, forming an archway over the top. And as you walk in, the door shuts behind you. You see there's a small line of people ready to get, like, to go through the wizards. And so after a few minutes, you make your way to the front of the line, where a very well-dressed wizard says, "Invitation, please." And Harita reaches into her tux and pulls out a very fancy card. And when she hands it to the wizard says something to it, and it turns into a little sort of dragon and fight flitters up into the air. And he's like, "Okay, Harita and guest." He says, "That's by the way to make sure that that's how they make sure the invitations are valid."
He's cool.
Yeah, so he scans, like, he's like, "All right, we're just going to, you know, cast some quick spells, make sure that, not that there's many places to hide anything, but..."
Rude.
Excuse me, sir.
And so him and another divination wizard come over, and they both cast detect magic, scanning over Harita. He looks at Harita's rose, and he says, "I'm going to have to identify this, I'm sorry." Did you bring your headpiece?
No, I think that would be in the bag or in the hole.
Oh, your fascinator?
Well, I think that would be fine.
It's really just protective, right?
Yeah, it's a warding thing.
Yeah.
You see nobles here that have, like, their personal security belts.
Yeah, so I wear it. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything on your inventory, is there anything you're not bringing?
Not bringing? Well, I'm not wearing my armor.
Mm-hmm.
Iron stone should be fine. My rhythm maker's drum?
Doesn't would that mean the hole? Because it probably doesn't
deal
with the vibe.
Probably the hole. Not my cloak. Not my gloves of thievery.
Dang.
Those shall go in the hole. I think most of my magic stuff is probably in the hole. Just because, except for the stone and the.
Okay. You see a look at your ironstone and and your headpiece, and he kind of looks at the wizard and says, "Abjuration, should I?" And he's like, "Nah." And you two are able to proceed forward into the receiving room. If you want to move your miniature on the map. In the receiving room, you see a lot of people that have freshly arrived mingling. You see Harita kind of calls out to a couple people and waves. But before you can go into the ballroom, which is next door, everybody has to visit with Yurgo.
Oh.
My go?
Yurgo.
It's my go to talk to Yurgo.
So.
Has to visit with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he has to receive each of you. That's the, so it's the receiving room.
Okay.
And so this takes much longer to get through than...
That's why there's a backup in the first place.
Do we get drinks while we wait? Or no?
Yes, there's people going around with glasses of champagne.
I want to, like, make friends with the people in line around us and, like you know, casually get them to drink more and stuff like that.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. So far, so good. People, you actually get a couple of them that say, "Aren't you one of those heroes of the Horn and Claw?" Mm-hmm. it's a good point. It's masquerade, so they don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm. We'll keep up the air of mystique.
I was stuffing M&Ms in my face, so I couldn't say it when it was appropriate, but roll for a rager.
For what?
Roll to make it a rager.
Nat 20.
The things pop off. Pop off. All right, so after about another half hour or so.
Oh,
so,
shit.
It's getting to be close to 11 by this point.
All right.
You make your way to Yurgo, who is kind of standing between, in that little doorway between the receiving room and the ballroom. You see, Yurgo is dressed in this impeccable pink suit that he's got a kind of a large exotic flower pinned to the lapel of it. You see, he's got a large cane that has a diamond, like a very large diamond, on the top of it. You know, very well dressed, well manicured. You catch just the hint of a perfume of bewitching on him as you approach, and he says, "Well, my, what a wonderful looking couple we have here,
aren't we?"
He says, "Ms. Vamshi, it's always a delight to have you in my home." He says, "As it has been now for many years. I remember when you were a young woman.
Ew.
Coming here with your father." And she nods and says, "Mr. Gustav, pleasure." She says, "Have you met my guest?" He says, "Only by reputation." He says, "Inari, is it?"
"That it is."
He says, "Inari..."
Don't give it to him.
Don't give it to him?
I remember your last name. You should not in this moment.
No?
No! This man's about to be looking for everybody, and he's going to ask your last name? You parents, share your last name, bitch.
Damn, she, no.
God, look at you. That is hilarious.
Smith. Draxler.
Roll me a deception check.
Sorry.
I didn't give advantage because of your perfume. Is it perfume of witching just for...
I have it here. You have advantage on all charisma checks directed at humanoids of challenge rating 1 or lower.
Okay. You do not have advantage.
Yeah, point. He's probably not a challenge rating 1.
Okay. Come on. Roll above a 10, please. Please. Okay. That's a 32. And if I need to, can I use...
He says, how much champagne have you had? I think you mispronounced your own last name.
Fuck me.
Daxador, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
What did you say, Draxler?
Draxler. I don't know.
The penis goes straight to my...
Are you going to let me, or are you going to try to pretend that you're drunk, or that you misspoke, or...
Yeah. Okay.
roll me another deception check.
Fuck.
Gaslight him and make him think that that he misheard you.
25. Do I need to use a psychic with any dice?
I still struggle with that for roll loss.
Yeah. It's totally fine.
It's up to you.
You should use one.
I'll let you use one if you
want. I'm so scared now, all of a sudden!
What does that mean? 6, so 31. Let me mark it off.
He says quite well. Yes, it's lots of champagne flowing. He says,
the bubbles just go straight to my head, honestly.
He says, we'd be interested in talking with you further. You and your group have made quite the impression on this city in a short time.
We tend to do that.
He says, in fact, I even think I remember seeing your companion Tony once at a casino when I was gambling.
Ah! Fuck!
He does enjoy a good gambling session.
Guys, we're so fucked.
He says, quite a distinctive looking character. I never forget a face. Enjoy the party.
Thank you, you too.
Okie doke. Okie doke. I was thinking it before this interaction, but now I'm thinking it even stronger than before. You disappearing from this party is going to paint a big fat fucking target on your ass.
I don't know that I want to disappear.
You are not going anywhere, bitch. You are staying exactly where you are. Because if you leave and he doesn't see you anymore, he remembered Tony. He remembered Tony off one interaction.
Of Tony,
I guess,
trying to steal from him.
Well, I guess we're super famous, but you're also super famous.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What can I say? I'm a character.
It's true. Although, to be fair, if you get upstairs in time before midnight, you could join us and then go back downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about being absent from the party that long.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's value in her being there. I think that it's more beneficial for her to be seen.
Being visible and seen and all of that. Because, I mean, there's... Didn't you even say something to him about the diamonds or something like that? Right? It's been so long.
I'd have to go back.
Ago.
I don't remember exactly.
Fuck. I'm so nervous all of a sudden. I wasn't until that interaction. It was fine.
Because I don't think that I even did anything that bad. It was like I hadn't even started to do anything, and then the wasp caught me. So, like, it's gonna look like we're like amateur hour. Like, if there's any memory of what I do, like,
but, I mean, he did remember you. We're very distinctive, and I think we have to assume that. I mean, we've had so many successes.
Tony, you didn't get a chance to talk to him. You saw him take a true off of a woman that he was gambling with, and then some other guy tried to approach him and got disabled by the wasp. And then you went to follow to approach Yurgo, and the wasp told you that Yurgo only play for a true or more, and then left it at that.
Yeah, so it wasn't... I didn't even really do anything.
Yeah, because you were thinking about... That's what it was. You were thinking about gambling him.
Yeah.
And you couldn't
but
even
But I didn't
get it
have...
In.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, so that's less horrible than I thought. So
yeah,
I
didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah, I'm just making up stories in my own head. Story of my life.
Well, we were planning on robbing him from day one. It was just a matter of how obvious were we about it.
Who do you look like for this?
Great fucking question. Who the fuck do I look like?
And just asking for consent in case it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever be... okay if Inari pretended to be you in order to flirt with somebody?
Oh, like
to prep
like
for tonight?
Original me? Taika?
No, with whoever you're
one
gonna
of
look
these?
Like.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you look like somebody and where you guys are up here and we need to do a flashback, like a guard sees you or something.
I would be okay with that.
Okay. It might not happen, but I just wanted to check.
I think that in that case, with that thought in mind, I would be Chia then. I really want to be Remy, but I'm keeping Remy separate from you guys. So, yeah, I'm Gia.
Gia.
I'm like, am I okay if you flirt with someone looking like my authentic self? No!
That's what I asked.
Caitlin did not expect to have such a strong reaction to that, but I did. So here we are. But Gia's fine.
You're in the ballroom. There's people...
With the candlestick.
There's kind of a dance floor in the center where people are dancing. There's a coat room in the back corner.
I didn't bring a coat.
Yeah. Tits out.
Mm-hmm. Ornithopters.
Also, nice this thing with your tatas? Holy shit, how do you keep it on? That woman
magic.
Did not have boobs.
Tape. It's
tape.
Lots of tape. Magical adhesive. You have to use the universal solvent to get it off at the end of the night.
Oh, God.
I wonder if there is a spell to levitate your boobs.
Oh, probably.
Probably.
100%.
I'm trying to think. Wasn't there...
Every male artist that's ever drawn a picture of a D&D woman has used that spell.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't there a spell in Harry Potter to levitate? It was like...
Wingardium
Leviosa. So, Leva Bubioso.
Bubioso.
Yeah. Ooh, Bubioso. Yeah, there we go.
Bubioso.
Sorry, I just need
to... Oh, no, my left Bubioso is wearing off.
Bubioso.
All right,
I can make them dance.
So, Amari, you would know.
I'm just going to play for a minute.
Sorry.
Amari, you would know. I haven't been here before, kind of the layout of this floor. So you do see there's the ballroom. You also see that there are people like going back. The privies are kind of back by the dining hall, so there's definitely people like kind of going back and forth from there. There's also like a giant buffet of food set up in there, so a lot of people kind of mingling around there. In the so-called trophy nook, which is bigger than a lot of people's houses. There's, kind of stuffed mounted game, things like that. You also see the sunroom is open, and people are kind of milling out to the menagerie, where some magical lights have been installed so that people can enjoy the animals at even this late hour. And so, how do you spend your time for the next 45 minutes?
Heavily flirting with Harita in front of everyone.
Nice.
Trying to, mingle and chat up everybody that I can while seeming very genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Not being like, let's have drinks, but, find ways to, get people to drink more, mm-hmm. you know?
Lots of things to cheers and toast over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Things like that. And, walking around everywhere and,
Okay, yeah. Roll me a persuasion check. With advantage, because Rita is helping you. As somebody who's in on the scheme, and B, as a politician, she's good.
She's a schmoozer. Schmoozer.
Okay. What am I doing, persuasion, is that what you
said?
All right. 31.
Yeah, you are.
Every time you fucking roll, I just giggle. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, you were the life of the party. You got people drinking all around you. Oh, did you bring your mug of sobriety, or are you also imbibing?
I would have brought it. That's what I was wondering, though, because, I wouldn't want it to be obvious.
It would be obvious, because everyone else is drinking out, flutes and things that are being handed around.
Would there be a way that I could have something, or... I don't know, that would stop me.
You have your proof against poison thing. Can you choose to make a drink?
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
As long as you brought that, then you are A-okay.
When I have it on, can I choose to feel some effects of alcohol, or is it?
You just take it off.
Okay, cool. Then I'll just do that.
Thank you.
Times two, thank you.
I was just saying, you could flashback to having Shims made a flute of...
Yeah.
That you could have had, you know, get it smuggled in with you.
Yeah. I already have a flashback for that. A flashback.
All right. So, are you acting drunk, though?
Definitely, tipsy.
Yeah. Roll me a deception check for that.
Getting a little louder.
Would that be...
Or performance, your choice.
Would that be at advantage because of the perfume? Or no?
Not for this roll.
I'm afraid of which die to choose. I don't want to be seen as lying, so even though these aren't the most important roles, I just don't want to. Which one did you say to roll?
Deception or performance.
27.
Very convincing.
Okay.
I know you're used to rolling like in the 30s, but that's like impossible difficulty. So.
Okay.
Like 25 is still very hard difficulty.
Okay.
Even though she rolls that like almost every roll.
Seems easy for you, but that's just because you're preternaturally gifted.
If I juiced, I can roll 25 to hit. That's it, though.
You were rolling 30s last session.
That's true. Yeah. I was rolling really well last session.
So, you have no problems kind of maintaining the illusion of being tipsy and getting people to drink around you. You very quickly find yourself a popular focus of attention. Lots of people that you didn't know before this, and a lot of people that Arita doesn't know kind of like find themselves drawn to you.
Mm.
And you're basically tanking the attention, as it were.
If you want to do this later, it's fine. Is there any gossip that I overhear, or like anything interesting?
Roll me a perception check.
What is that room next to the coat room?
Ooh, bad.
That is something that no one could tell us, but there's a spike trap on the second floor, so we think that's where the spikes are.
Mm.
No.
22. I forgot that. Everything I have proficiency with is 10 minimum now.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, you are ridiculously talented. Ridiculously skilled. Alright, you pick up a few things. Namely, a lot of people are still talking about Rom's assassination.
Okay.
Because it's been a little over a month now since that happened. But even then, there's still nothing that significant has happened since then in the city. Just minor things here and there. But, you know, why he was assassinated, why he didn't come back, all those things are kind of the topic du jour for the nobles.
Does anyone seem to have any, kernels of truth to what we know as the truth? Or is it all pretty... what it's been told, kind of.
No, nobody's connected it to you guys. Nobody's connected it to
the assassin people. They have because of that. Never mind.
Nobody's connected it to you guys are like Pox threat or anything like that. You would get the idea that a lot of people, they apparently they found the assassin killed himself. Or had been killed, or, the responsible person had been caught. And so there's a lot of people, especially at kind of with this combination of confidence and ignorance, who are making very bold assumptions, conspiracy theories about that person was just a plant. The real culprit wouldn't have been, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, but they're not wrong either.
No, that's the ironic
worst
part.
But it's just them saying that, not actually.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so but because you know the truth, you would also be like, well, this person's blowing smoke out their ass.
Mm-hmm.
But even a broken watch is right twice.
Cool. Thank you.
All right.
Where's your go at? What's he doing in relation to you?
So he is still, people are still coming in, even as 11:30 approaches. And he has been staying kind of between the, making sure he talks to every guest that comes has been what he's been up to.
Okay.
Which you, if you ask Tarita about it, she would tell you that's kind of normal for these things.
That is normal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because, you're the host, you're expected to, greet everybody, you're expected to know who's there, welcome people, et cetera, et cetera. So he's doing his hosted duty. You get the idea. People have it's kind of been trickling off, and you get the idea that they'll probably stop letting people in as it gets closer to midnight. So, and then at that point, you'll be more free to move. I'll also say, with your passive perception, you do not see the wasp anywhere.
Okay, I will psychic whispers that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's probably invisible right next to him.
I forgot about
personal
that.
Bodyguard. But we do need to keep an eye out for it either way.
All right, so, Nari, you hear, everybody, the new year begins in 15 minutes, you hear the front doors shut, and kind of the wizards kind of, relax and kind of, still sitting there, but just having some drinks, and Yorgo starts to mill about in the ballroom. B-team.
Oof.
Alright, so, Tony, is it, what's the invisibility sitch?
So I was gonna cast it on myself and Taika.
Okay. So you are, Tony is concentrating.
And then I cast it on just myself.
And this only lasts 10 minutes, right?
No.
Is it greater invisibility?
It's regular invisibility.
No, but greater only lasts 10 minutes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What's greater invisibility?
You can attack without coming out of it.
Yeah, if greater invisibility, it lasts only 10 minutes, but it lets you like cast spells and attack, and it's a much higher level spell.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's like fifth or something like that.
Yeah, it sounds right. Yeah. And I don't think you can upcast it either.
I don't know.
Oh wait, can you see my flying carpets?
No, and you're invisible.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. I'd be like, that's so weird. There's like miniature flying carpets. I'm just like.
Alright, so.
I think on our way in, we should still try to be stealthy, like hugging in the shadows and everything like that.
Yeah.
Just in case there's somebody rocking around with a true sight.
Yeah.
Rocking around.
With the true sight.
Oh yeah, the cards may have true
sight. Oh, greater visibility only lasts a minute now.
Yeah.
Oh, dip.
And it does not, it's not, it is not.
Okay. Greater invisibility only lasts a minute.
Yeah. Mm. It's fourth level.
Balanced.
Fourth level. Mm.
So should I have done a fourth level instead of a third level?
No, no, this is a different spell.
Okay.
Different spell.
Okay, so you all roll me stealth checks. Come with on. Advantage, because you're invisible.
I've got those guys.
With advantage.
We freak room first.
Okay, come on.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Very nice.
Did
how did I roll ass?
Did you give the guard a heads up when you're going to, what time you're playing around
in? Yeah, for sure. I would have told Kestra, because we decided that in our 24 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I would have given her a heads up.
I got a nat 20.
Nice!
4, so 24.
Fuck
yeah.
23.
Is this like a group check situation?
Uh-oh.
I
get
like an 11. I might flash it.
Yeah, flash that for sure. I mean, even that's still not great.
16. You have a coin.
Save it.
I don't know if deck right now is... God, but also it's the very start.
True.
Wait, 11 plus 5, 16. Is that not good? Should I still reroll?
In the shadow of an Ari, I can't tell you what a good roll is anymore. I genuinely don't know.
And you did it with advantage?
Yeah, I rolled a 6 and a 9, and I have plus 2
nice.
To self.
Well, I had a 23, and you had a 24.
Yeah.
Is it a group check? Are you averaging these?
No.
What does that mean?
It's not a group check, it's individual checks.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm gonna use my coin.
I think Shems is gonna get caught.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to decide whether we let her get caught.
Yeah. Leave her behind.
And don't forget, you do have flashbacks or anything with complications.
Yeah.
Roll better.
Roll better.
Okay. I barely rolled better. Oh. I got an 11. I'm still going to flash it.
So that's the same
thing. And I'm getting rid of these dice.
Wait, didn't you get an
11? So you still got a 16.
No, she had an 11 instead of a 9 on the die.
Oh.
Okay.
So is that an 18 total?
Yes.
Because
11 plus 5 plus 2, 11. Or 18.
Okay.
Maybe I should have made something to help myself. I forgot I'm not great at that.
Oh. Well, don't forget you have these flashback things, so you can say, "Oh, we prepared for me not, you know, somebody maybe hearing us, and so we did this to set up for that potential." That is a tool that you guys have in your tool belt.
Yeah,
and you have a lot of points, so don't be afraid to use those.
Use those points.
I mean, what's even going to help with something like that?
A distraction somewhere else.
Something silent.
But we're already rolling with advantage because we're invisible.
But that would give disadvantage to the people that could be...
perceiving it?
Mm-hmm.
Could I go let one of the animals out?
Not you, but maybe.
Let's leave
just one. Not all of them.
Not even letting them out. Just some sort of irritant that causes all the animals to like buck and kind of like be disturbed for a couple seconds, a couple minutes,
or like some device that you guys dropped on your way that like lands by the fence that sounds like a person or something like that.
Yeah, these are all things that like you could do. Just tell me what you want to do.
Yeah.
I
like the idea of having something set up beforehand so when we know we're on our way in, it triggers, everybody's distracted, and then we get inside behind cover.
Just tell me what you want that to be. What it look like?
I think having not like a flashbang, but maybe like a small like a mace capsule, so like something really small, but they all kind of pop in several of the cages. And that causes those animals to just buck and move around. Mm-hmm. And it dissipates quickly so that anyone going to check on them doesn't get a dose of it themselves. But it causes a lot of, what the fuck is going on over there?
Yeah, it's been 4 points.
Ooh, four. Shit. Okay.
And I'll say that what you could have done is, you could have had Shims make these devices and had your mole on the inside essentially, like, put them in place. And had them set to go off, like, at a certain time, or, you know.
Okay.
It's something you guys, that's one of the things you guys did in your, you know, in the past month, was, you know, getting that in place. And so, as you guys fly in, you just start to hear, you don't hear the pops, because you made them smarter than that, but you just hear all the animals start to go wild for a minute, and, like, people kind of exclaim and point, and some people, you get the idea, think it's part of the show, or, like.
You hear a loud, woo! Downstairs and clinking of glasses.
And so you all fly into the balcony. Yes, you have your hand raised.
Teacher.
Yeah.
Technically, this was our first attempt, and we didn't realize like the application of these points. It's not gonna help any. I was gonna ask if Shens could have her coin back, but then she'd be stuck with a 16, not an 18, right?
But if you want, I mean, but you know, within that disadvantage, if you wanted to take your coin back and say 16 is probably good enough, you could do that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
No, I think we can just keep it as is. We're okay.
Yeah. I was going to make a play for the coin, though, because who the fuck knows what else is coming up.
I guess my concern, though, is if we take the coin back and then we're not successful, and even though we've created the commotion with the animals, they're still...
Yeah, still too low.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, so you all quietly land on the balcony. You see the guard that you are familiar with, just kind of sitting there looking out over the festivities, watching the kind of commotion in the menagerie.
Okay. Should I let him know that we're here?
He's going to have to be the one that opens the door for you.
Yeah, I say very quietly, pineapple.
Because
that's the code word, I decided.
so he opens the door, leaves it open, goes inside for a second, long enough for the three of you to slip in.
Nice.
And then comes back out with like a mug of water and shuts the door behind him.
Okay. Smart. So are we locked in?
Do you check the door?
No, I don't need to know that until I need to know that.
Okay, so you all make your way into this very finely appointed lounge. You see there is like little couches and reading chairs and a sunken conversation pit in one side of it.
Ew.
There's like a little fireplace that's dull.
Oh, I love a conversation pit.
It's the 80s. Gross.
It's vintage.
Yeah.
It's retro.
Exactly.
And you see in the conversation pit, there's four people that don't look to be like they probably shouldn't be up here, but they're up here like drunkenly, like having a little bit of a conversation.
Sleep, maybe? But if you cast it, you're out of invisibility.
I mean, can we sneak past them?
Stealth it past them.
You also see three. Ornate doors on the south wall, and one ornate door on the east wall. So you would know that those go to the kitchen, the wasps' quarters, a gallery, and then the door on the other side goes down to the stairs to the common room.
And we want to go through the gallery, right?
The gallery, yeah.
And the gallery is right across. So the conversation pit is kind of in that corner with the common room and the, like, kind of in that corner next to the common room and the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Psychic whispers.
Can we get past them?
Psychic whispers.
For what?
You tell on those people.
Oh, yeah. I so well let you know. But, I mean, it kind of seems like it's, like, not that bad to be up here, maybe?
I think it's good that there's people up here.
Cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if there's rustling, you know, I know. But we can't get past them, is what you're saying.
Oh, no, you can try sneaking past them.
Yeah, okay. I'd like to try sneaking
and
past them.
And they may or may not notice the gallery door opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, like...
I think sneak first, and then if we have to... hop off asleep or something like that.
Is it a romantic conversation or like a gossipy conversation?
Roll my perception check.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, can we just psychic whispers get an Ari to come up here and like distract them and like
you could definitely do that.
Chat them up.
Maybe. I want to keep Inari kind of far away from all of this though.
If you could, I could be like, I saw people walk up.
25. From my perception check.
Nice.
It's a messy relationship drama.
tell me all the drama, please.
The two of them are couples, and they've been kind of like swapping back and forth with each other. And it was supposed to be above board, but like none of them have been like truly honest with each other, and so they're hashing it out here at this party.
Poly but not secure.
Mm-hmm.
Could I... do like a Little Mermaid moment where I'm like sha la 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 la,
no,
and like get the like make it like could I like nonchalantly like dim the lights and like like get them to like move closer like so what I want is for them to start making out. So that
but
we
they're
can...
upset and arguing, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it is a quick
if you say so, that seems wild to me.
No, it's the same. The
it
passion
goes from
thing.
Switching to orgy.
Yeah.
Very
have you ever
quickly.
Heard of breakup sex?
I've heard of it. Doesn't mean I get it.
Yeah.
It sounds awful.
Or amazing. Because you're not supposed to be doing
it. It's crazy.
And
it's just crazy enough to work.
Yeah.
You say.
I'm the puppet.
Wait, did you tell me the gossip or no? It's okay if not.
I'm sure Tony would have.
Oh, yeah, if we've got psychic whispers, I'm like, okay, so there's a couple up here. And they've got a really complicated situation. And they're fighting. But I think they're just... in that sweet spot where they could be making out very
But there's
soon.
Four of them.
Yeah.
Who's going to be making out with who?
All of them.
All of them
well,
together.
That's the whole thing.
They just all stick their tongues out. And
all right, let's roll. I don't like it. Let's just fucking roll about it. I don't want to think about it.
So what are you doing? So right now you all are sort of like kind of just like on the inside of this lounge, kind of like next to the kitchen. You see them off in the corner on kind of your left. Mm-hmm. You see the gallery door on your right, the ajar common room door straight ahead.
I want to dim the lights slightly.
Now, this is lit by, like, magical illumination.
Oh, there's no dimmer switch.
No dimmer switches.
Changing the environment is going to
also,
make
the lights,
them suspicious.
Also, this is supposed to be an off-limits part of the house, so the lights are already kind of dim here to, like, discourage
okay,
people.
Good. Is there any sort of, I don't know. I can't think of any other way to influence.
I hate this. I hate everything about it. However, Shims has all this bewitching bullshit thing that you have. What is it?
Perfume of bewitching.
Have a little bit of it and just sprinkle it on the back of one of them.
Oh my god.
And then they go to town on each other.
Can I
so
skip
nasty.
Around like squirting it around?
Oh my god!
I love that choice of words.
You could have a perfume bottle, not a bot like a squirt bottle.
I was.
You go at them with
squirt,
water
guns. Doing the little squirty thing. But I just like the idea.
You said squirt, and I thought of a ketchup bottle filled with water.
No.
Just in their face.
No, I was thinking perfume. Like
you guys are talking about?
What's up?
Are you talking about the perfume of bewitching?
Yeah, do you have any with you?
She She used hers for Anari.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
But we just spent
Anari. You well, have Anari's bag, and Anari has perfume.
I said, but you can't spend the point to pick some up for a point and 50 gold pieces to have another perfume of bewitching with you.
Do it.
Yeah,
I'll
pay
the 50.
I love
those. I hate that I participated in that.
Could mm-hmm. you have told me their descriptions, and could I have told Harita both the conversation and what they look like, just mm-hmm. to get her in on the gossip? Because she knows who they are.
She says, they're all fucking, really?
Apparently.
Did not expect that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. It's good to know. Whole party is worth it now.
Can I assist whatever the fuck Tony's doing by doing, like, a little magical tinkering, which is not a spell, so it doesn't break my invisibility. This is a feature. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I can do is I can imbue a tiny non-magical object to do a few different things, including emit a non-verbal sound. So I was thinking, you know how if you have a wine glass and you kind of like go around the rim, it makes this like nice sound?
Yeah.
If I do that with a few glasses, can I get like a little...
Ooh, like a nice little chord going?
Some ambient music going?
Okay. Celestial almost?
Y'all not watching those spy movies.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to.
This is our
spy movie. We are making it. This is the best spy movie of all time.
All right. So here's what I'm going to say, Tony. I'm going to have you roll a persuasion check with advantage.
Okay.
From the advantage coming from. So what's letting you roll the check at all is your perfume of bewitching that you're using. Who spent the 50 gold pieces, by the way?
I did.
And y'all took 1 point off of your...
I dropped mine. All
right.
Yes.
And then,
so we're up to 5 points spent.
And then the advantage is coming from Shims very quickly using, like, some magical argument to make just a very nice little romance.
What do you roll?
3 and 4.
This is so unserious.
And then my persuasion is 7, so most I get is 11.
We got coin now.
Well, or we say that one didn't work, and I just pull out the sleep potion and, or the sleep scroll.
Do you want me to flush you?
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't be so liberal with these.
You can only flash creatures that you can see.
Oh.
And if you cast sleep, you lose invisibility.
Yeah.
So for sure 11 doesn't.
There's no way.
Do anything?
An 11 will not do it.
Okay. Do you think I should use my coin?
I mean, up to you. It's either that or you're losing your invisibility. And we've already run across people where we didn't expect them to be. And who knows how many more times that's going to happen.
Why are we doing this again?
Oh, I was trying to get it so that they were distracted, so that we could just go by them while they're all, like, involved in their thing.
Because they might notice they're sitting, like, where they can see the gallery door, and if they see it open and closed by itself, that might cause them to investigate.
I'm trying to think if there's...
Could I go kind of toward the balcony?
Are you going to keep that roll?
Yeah, we gotta make a call.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it.
You could also... There's also potential here for another flashback. I mean, you could, you know, have, you know, met these people ahead of time. You could have...
What was the role that Tony failed? Was it spraying the perfume?
It was the persuasion.
It was just to persuade them to make out.
Failing it wouldn't...
So that's not actually revealing ourselves to them.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we're fine then.
Yeah.
I thought this was, they're going to see you.
No.
They're going to hear you. Okay.
That's why I was like, I don't think we have to do anything. Like,
I didn't realize.
Yeah. We can try to figure out a different distraction.
So they're just not making out. That's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's your leave that as it is?
Yeah.
All right.
How about this?
So one of them just kind of says, oh, God, this music gets worse every year at this thing.
I have lots of ideas. Can Shims have made a little gizmo that is wrapped in cotton batting but has a bell on the inside and a little motion sensor. So I lay them down next to the door. We get on the other side of the wall, like in front of the wasps' quarters doors, mm-hmm. and then she sets them off. So they all ding, 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 make a soft little sound. They all look that way. We go in through the gallery.
Yeah.
I don't even need to spend a point on that. I can do that literally right now with magical tinkering.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Ooh. It's not right, as so cool as them making
out. Just an
right, so what I'll say is...
I thought that would have been... I was rooting for you.
Or would I know someone downstairs that would be go upstairs and make all of them make out together?
An instigator.
Ooh, a fifth?
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, we're going to need an escape. If you send up an instigator, that would be helpful, even if it isn't right in this moment.
Okay, maybe later.
You know?
I'll keep that in my back pocket.
Right, oh, so. Yeah, does... Actually, does... Let's go the opposite direction. Does Harita know anyone at this party who, if they showed up in this room, would immediately make the fight 10 times worse?
Oh, God. Ooh. A fight worse?
Yeah.
Yeah, because then they're screaming at each other. No one's going
to listen
to us.
Instead of encouraging them to you know, start making out, we go, no. Screaming match.
Does she?
It'll also look like they were involved.
Yeah, she knows somebody that would, like, be, like, boiled to water for this person, for this group of people.
Send them up.
Okay.
Let us get through the gallery first, before the screaming starts.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, so wait. Okay, later.
All right, so you're going to do this cool ball idea. So spin whatever you have to spin. Is it, like, imbuing an object to do the shims, or...?
I can have 5 objects magically tinkered. I didn't have any before.
Great.
So I spent one on, like, trying to make some music.
So this will be
but
2.
But that didn't work, so I'm just going to spend a different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so what I'll say is this will... I'll let you roll your stealth at an advantage. You're invisible, so you already have advantage. What I will say is I will give them disadvantage on noticing the gallery door.
Okay. So we roll now?
So then roll your stealth to get by them into the gallery.
Can I, like, switch stats with someone for this roll?
Right. I got a 16.
It's with advantage, right? Because
yes.
We're invisible. Mm-hmm. 21.
Okay, what'd you get?
16. Shims, what did you get? That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, wait, what are we rolling?
Stealth.
With advantage.
Oh, God. Okay.
Now I'm 25 over here.
Nat 20. Okay.
Cool. Oh,
yes.
Great.
You got a nat 20 last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nice job, guys. I rolled for each of them to notice the opening and closing door of disadvantage. The disadvantage, thanks to your met cool idea, the disadvantage helped. It turned a natural 20 into a natural 5.
Oh, thank God. Great.
And none of them seem... Ooh. So engrossed are they in their conversation and with the distraction from the weird little bell sound that nobody seems to notice the gallery door open.
Ooh.
Or shut as you all hurry through into the next room.
Thanks.
Great.
Meanwhile, downstairs. So you are obviously keeping track of things psychically with the rest of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Which room are you hanging out in?
I think right now, the dining hall, trophy nook area.
Kind of where the food is?
Yeah.
Also near those stairs that go up to the...
Uh-huh.
All right, so you get yourself a plate of canapes.
Mm-hmm.
You're eating on... Harita is actually kind of off talking to some, her friend Maeve. Malachi, you actually probably had a few dinners with by this point.
Okay.
It's her, friend of the council. That's, her one, other friend here in town that she actually, friends with.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of...
Just kidding.
and they're kind of, they're talking, some, council business off, a little ways away from you. And you find yourself in a rare moment of, no one's talking to you in this moment.
Mm.
When Yurgo approaches.
No, I don't want him to talk to me.
He says, Ms. Daxador.
Mm?
He says, how are you enjoying my party so far?
It's been quite fun. Everyone's in good spirits, myself included.
He says, well, you are I should have invited you directly. He says, your name seems to be on everyone's lips.
Well, you know, you invite Harita. It's practically an invite to meet her.
He says, yes, he says, how long have you and Miss Vamshi been dating now? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to put a number on it.
This is Shay also.
Yeah.
gosh, when did you? You mean, you and Harita met, like...
you hooked up from the beginning, right?
On the boat.
On the boat.
On a boat.
I remember when the boat was. Oh, yeah, that was a...
long fucking time ago.
One, two, three, four, almost 5 months ago.
Wow.
Oops, scary.
And you guys kind of started hooking up, like...
Very shortly.
Later that month, yeah. So
yeah.
It's been a few months.
A few months, but, you know, who's counting?
He says, was it a mistake to not invite the rest of your party? Have they been equally as charming as you?
No. They would not have been.
I keep hearing that Tony is a character.
Ouch.
He is. He might have enjoyed it here. I don't know. I love Tony. I don't know that you would have enjoyed it. Or, I mean, I don't know. It depends. It depends on what energy Tony's bringing.
Depends on which Tony arrives.
Yeah. No. Depends. You just never know. But I don't know that the other two would enjoy. But, you know, you never know.
Well, something to consider in the future, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as it's not offensive if they don't come to a party that you throw.
Oh, I send out about twice as many invites as people that show up.
All right. Are you having a good time?
Oh, of course, of course. I love throwing these little shindigs.
Mm. Is the vibe like, I love showing off my fancy house and letting everyone see how wealthy I am?
What is it?
I'm gonna roll a new die. Let's see if it fucks me over. No, not badly. Why do I never remember 24?
No, it doesn't seem to be that, actually. It's hilarious of you. He seems to actually just enjoy the presence of these people.
Because they wouldn't hang out with him otherwise.
That might be more close to the truth. You get the idea also that maybe just he enjoys being an orcish socialite.
Mm.
He says, well, I've taken, I'm sure, too much of your time already, so...
I do have to ask, though, who is your caterer? These are delicious.
Oh, he says, I can give you the name of the company. He says, they only do events. They don't have a restaurant.
Maybe I'll have to make up an event.
He says, I'd like to see that. He says, hopefully you will consider me for the invite list.
Don't see why not.
He says, you play cards, Miss Daxidor?
Not really. I have played, but I'm not much of a gambler myself.
Ah, it's my biggest vice myself.
Mm. Well, I assume so, since that Tony story you told me.
Yes, yes. I do enjoy a high-stakes game. Mm. Oh, right, well, seems that my glass has somehow found itself empty. I think I'm going to go and buy him some more.
All right. Where does he go?
He heads over towards kind of the dining hall area where there's the table set up.
Cool. These are the stairs down, right? And these are the stairs up?
Well, those are both stairs up.
Ooh! Okay.
The one on that side is the servant's. Goes to the servants' quarter, or the servants'...
Like the kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Bye forever.
The servant area is kind of closed off. So, the stairs that go up from the Truffy Nook are pretty, like, just, like, there's a nice banister sort of thing.
Mm.
Those would be just more, like, narrow utility stairs that go.
Okay.
And you do actually see the occasional, like, person with a tray, like, kind of empty tray, like, or, you know, tray full of empties kind of moving through those doors.
Okay. Cool.
All right, so. Do you continue to mingle?
Yes.
All right. Meanwhile, back upstairs. The three of you find yourself in a well-appointed gallery. You see... paintings in the walls, statues of varying, from varying cultures along kind of the floor. You see what looks to be perhaps like pottery and other art items, like in glass cases, sort of on display. And as far as you can tell, you do not see anybody in this room.
Would Tony activating his hat remove his invisibility?
That's a great question.
Because I just realized, it only lasts 10 minutes, though, right?
I'd have to look.
Invisibility lasts an hour.
The true sight, yeah.
True sight only lasts 10 minutes.
True sight only lasts 10 minutes. Makes an attack roll, deals damage, or casts a spell.
Activates a magic item, though. Is that casting a spell?
Depends on the
just
magic
technically
item.
Technically a spell, but technically not.
Depends on the magic item and how.
How many points do we have to spend to make the DM be nice about this? It's not really a spell.
I mean, anything from your staff is definitely a spell. Just FYI.
Yeah, right. That's different. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Let me just.
But it's just a little true sight. Just a little.
I mean, true sight is a spell.
Bazinga.
Yeah, but technically, he's casting it using a magic item that I made, which is related to my class, so it's basically a feature.
Which also still does not work at all. You have no leg to stand on here.
You know, I don't think I ever actually put your hat in D&D Beyond.
Because it's a hat of disguise that had the spell added to it, right?
Right.
Can I see the card that I made for you?
Because if it says cast true sight, then that's that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's that on that.
Yeah. As an action, you speak to the hat's command word and expend a charge for the next 10 minutes, you have true sight. So yeah, it is not.
Yay!
Woo! Yeah.
I love semantics.
Right?
Oh, BT Dubs, I have my Wand of Secrets, which has 3 charges, ooh. So if at any point you're just like, I'm sniffing a trap here, or I'm sniffing a secret door or something, you can just tell me to use it.
It's only got 3 charges, though, right?
Yeah, so I would like to be conservative with it, but... Yeah. Because we're in a gallery, and I don't think there would be any secret little compartments or anything here, but in my brain,
well,
if I'm
also,
playing a video game and I see a painting, I'm just like, is there a hidden safe behind it?
Well, I mean, also, I don't care about anything but the diamonds, and we need to keep that focus.
That's true.
Because if we're going after looking for other secrets, we're going to delay ourselves getting into that vault.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't planning on doing anything other than the diamonds.
But do you want to activate it so we can, in case the wasp is hanging
yeah,
around?
Yeah, Bazinga.
Bazinga! I'm worried about the wasp.
Yeah, right, me too.
So you activate your Hat of True Sight.
Mm-hmm.
You look around. You do not see the wasp in this room.
Well, that's good.
At this moment. You do notice, though, that one of the paintings is an illusion, and there's a door behind it.
Which
one? On that side?
Yeah.
Oh! What's behind the door? No!
Oh.
Maybe if you can on the way out.
On the way out. On the way out. Yeah. I was like...
Here, in fact, let me see that map, Mark.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Oh, where the question mark
question
is.
Question mark.
Triple Q is now a room.
Yeah.
A confirmation. A confirmation.
Do you want
real
sense?
Are there any people in this room?
No, this room is currently empty.
There's a weird smell
around
the door. Was it? That was something that was on What We Do in the Shadows recently. Mm.
There you go.
Is this your pee-pee? Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I think we go for that after. If we have time and we haven't set the whole place on fire.
Stay on target.
Stay on target.
That's a good point.
yeah, so let's try and get into the library.
Library, yep.
All right, you test the door to the library.
Uh-huh.
It opens.
Cool.
Great.
So you make your way into this large room filled with books from floor to ceiling, little, like, slidey ladders, bookshelves in the middle of the room, Lots of wingback leather chairs.
Smells of rich mahogany.
Does. And as you quietly shut the door behind you, you see the door across from you open and shut. And Tony, with your true sight, you can see the wasp enter the library.
Oh, no!
I'm scared.
What do a lot of you do?
Does he see us?
He does not appear to.
Okay, just move to the side and stay really still.
Yeah, so in our heads, I'll just be like, don't do anything. The wasp just walked in.
So you're just going to stand still, or are you going to try to hide behind something?
I mean, we're technically invisible.
Yeah, is there anything to hide behind?
Bookshelves. Lots of bookshelves.
Okay, let's kind of move around a bookshelf.
I think I'm going to get out of the way of the door, and, I mean, out of his direct line of sight, but I am going to stay, like... Fuck, which do I choose? Yeah, I think hide. Never mind. Hide and get out of the way.
Alright, if you're hiding, make me a stealth check. If you are standing in place, tell me where you're, like, standing. Is it, like, because you kind of, you're sort of in the doorway right now. You can just sort of step to the side. You can step, like, in one of the core, like, the libraries, you know, books on all walls. There's, like, three rows of bookshelves in the middle.
So to hide is to roll a stealth check, but the others are not stealth checks.
Yeah, if you're not hiding, you can just tell me like where you're standing.
Yeah. I mean,
we just walked into the room.
Like the door, you guys.
I feel like we talked.
You shut the door, and then literally the moment like you finished shutting the door, the other door started to open.
I'm gonna hide.
I think we should hide. I mean, worst case scenario, it doesn't work and we have to fight him, but we should avoid fighting him.
Is there, like, an item?
Fuck!
An item that can be used to, to cast silence without
it being... No, Draco, what's the face?
That face is a 1 and a 2.
Well, that's success.
That's a good idea. Let me see. I'm guessing.
What's the question?
Like, if there's, like, an item or something that can be, like, you press a button.
Hey! Nat 20 and a 19! What are the fucking odds? 20. Fucking a 1 and a 2? No, a 19 and a 20. Nice. Shit.
I got 19.
Thank you.
I'm flashing myself again. I got, okay. 17?
Okay.
Okay, mine was a 26.
Hopefully this is all just for funsies and he can't see us anyway, but...
Yeah, his perception. Who the fuck knows?
All right, so Tony, you're the only one who can see this. So he shuts the door. You all kind of very quickly like move and hide.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you can't. Well, you can. You can actually. You are the only one who can see your friends. You can see everybody, and you also like hear Shims kind of like barely hear Shims with your passive perception of 22.
Yeah.
And you, I guess you got a one. You get a natural 20, right?
I did.
What's your total?
26.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you don't. Like, don't hear anything from Tony. You just hear kind of, like, the scrape of, like, a foot on the carpet from Shims. As that happens, the wasp kind of stops and narrows his eyes and looks around. Looks just right past you.
Okay. I'm literally holding my breath!
Kind of walks down towards the corridor that Shims is hiding in. Looks down it. Narrows his eyes and walks back to the other corridor that you know that you're in. And then continues towards the gallery and leaves the library.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
I'm gonna throw up.
Okay. I have to send him a fruit basket.
Okay, alright.
Right. Meanwhile, downstairs. Yurgo says, 5 minutes to midnight, everybody.
Wait, question. When our tattoos show up again, does that cause any sound or something? Or is it just like, we feel it? Oh, thank
you,
God.
You just feel it.
I guess in my mind, there was like a light and a sound. Because it's, I don't know, okay.
It's the Windows 95 startup sound.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
I'm freaking the fuck out, gang. Okay.
No, you guys are fine. So, so he exits towards the gallery. You all are still in the library. Anari, Harita has joined you back up, and you all are still just kind of mingling and making yourselves visible. Are you still sticking in that kind of corner by the common area?
I mean, I think so. Maybe the sunroom. Can it see inside as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe go in the sunroom.
Okay.
Are there fireworks for New Year's? Like, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So is the ballroom, like, emptying out so everybody can go outside?
A lot of people are.
Okay, good to know, good to know.
All right, so you're going to proceed onward to the next room.
Mm-hmm.
So you find yourself in a...
Us?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, Tony. So on the map, I have written on there trap. I don't remember why. It may have to do with the spike trap, but you have to go first and be very cautious because that there's some sort of trap.
You're like, there's a bridge over a spike, but there's a trap here.
Yeah, but hopefully that's
maybe
just
use
that.
The wand if this doesn't uncover anything.
All right, so you all walk into that room.
Uh-huh.
And Tony, with your true sight... you see that the bridge over the spike pit is an illusion, and there's an invisible bridge, like, 10 feet away from it.
Love it. Okay.
Follow me.
And I just kind of tell them that.
Single file.
Yeah, you perhaps will guide them, because you can see them.
Yeah.
It's Tony, so there's a mambo line or whatever.
In the psychic whispers. Like,
in the psychic whispers, that's fine.
And you're like, what are you guys doing?
What the fuck is happening?
Are you dancing?
It's in perfect time to the music that's downstairs.
And so you make it over the fake bridge, trap averted, and you see a spiral staircase that goes up third floor.
We're doing it.
Okay, great. All right. Yay.
Okay. So, yeah, you make it upstairs. And you see there's a long hallway that kind of curves in an L shape. And there's just paintings along the walls of Yurgo, and one of them, like a nice portrait of him. You see there's, look like ancient paintings of, like, old buildings. You see a couple that have dragons in them. You turn the corner, and you see a large, the ceiling, by the way, in this floor is 10 feet tall. Mm. And you see a floor-to-ceiling, large, ornate wooden doorway that leads into what you know is Yurgo's office.
And is there a door from Yurgo's office into the vault?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what if there's a secret one?
Does this seem weird?
No.
No.
Just you know, weird because it's rich people shit, and rich people shit is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. And I don't see anything.
You don't see anything? Like, yeah.
Okay.
Is it time to, like, start checking for traps every time you go through a door?
I mean, I feel like yes. I feel, like, horrified by everything. Can I pop off a perception check as we round the corner there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Should I reroll that 16?
Yeah, honor that conk.
Yeah, you do have to reroll it? That's what that means?
Honor
okay.
It.
Okay, well, that sucks. Still a dirty 20.
Mm-hmm.
Tony has a super high perception if you want to do that.
Yeah, I've got the perception plus I've got the true sight up, so.
Yeah.
22.
Oh,
yeah.
Sick.
Okay, so.
Nothing around the doorway?
Nothing around the doorway that you can see?
God, the
sleep. The wood is very, like, expensive looking, very ornately carved.
Mm. Go into the office.
With your, what you got, 25 perception?
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. You had 25 perception, right?
I got 22, I think. I forgot, sorry. I got a 10 on the roll, but I think I have a 12.
You have a 12, yeah.
Yeah, 22.
Mm-hmm. You can see, like, the door is very roughly carved. There's a portion of it in the bottom right corner that hasn't been carved. There's, like, a dick carved into it.
That's amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Is it ebonwood?
It is a dark ebonwood, yeah.
Wait, what?
What
Where?
Does that mean?
It's a prior campaign.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A joke.
It's basically...
Oh, my God.
It is basically this door has been carved into by a god at some point. And none of you would know this, what that meant exactly, but what this means is that he spent an incredible amount of money on this door.
Yeah, because it was carved into.
Because he got some of the calamity-touched wood.
Yeah.
He wishes.
He does wish.
Let's,
I'm so sad I never met Amanda.
make our way through the hallway.
Yeah. So we're in, we're leaving his office now?
Going into his office.
Okay, we haven't made it there yet. Okay, his office.
And you, are you gonna, you're checking for traps in the door, you said? Mm-hmm. We'll make a perception check for that.
Oh, that's what I thought I was wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, with that perception check, you, with 22 or dirty 20, either of those, you didn't detect any traps.
Okay, cool. All right. Pop, open the door.
Knock, knock. All right. You open the door into this very large, ornate, marble-floored office. You see just a very large, nice desk. It looks to be carved from like one solid piece of wood. A large chair behind it. You see like there's like paperwork covering the desk. You see there's sort of chairs opposite the desk where people sit in, like a little fountain in the corner. Just very nicely apportioned. You see an equally impressive doorway that goes off to the other side.
Okay. Straight through.
Yep.
Eye on the prize.
All right. Meanwhile, downstairs, it's 10, 9, 8, 7, fireworks start popping off. Tony, you will have to re-up your True Sight, if you'd like. We've gone through 10 minutes of it.
Okay. Make out with Harita.
Nice.
And you and Harita make out at the stroke of midnight.
Where's Yugo? Or Yurgo?
Yurgo. You see him kind of standing on the, just outside, watching the firework display. You also notice, from you're in the sunroom, right?
Yeah.
The group of four people kind of like coming down the stairs, looking a little embarrassed.
The wasp caught them.
Oh, yeah.
they got chastened, I bet.
Mm. All right. Meanwhile, upstairs, the rest of you find yourself in a long room filled with art. This art is, this is his private gallery. This is stuff he doesn't show to people. There's a lot of, a lot of the art looks older, more expensive. You see a lot of erotic art.
I was gonna say,
Nudes. People like nude paintings, people intertwining things like that. Mm. At the end of the hallway, you see the door open. And you see a guard start to walk down the hallway towards you guys.
Okay. Is there enough space in the hallway for us to lean up against the wall without him hitting us?
Absolutely.
Does he have intent? What's his vibe?
Roll me an insight check.
Fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck. 15.
Ass.
Oh, wait, that's a 9. Hold on. 17. That's a 9.
I got a 14.
14, 17.
I got a nat 1, and I'm having a fucking panic attack that I can't even see. He's gonna kill us.
Tony, you can see Shims is starting to sweat through her outfit again.
I just kind of like reach over to like steady her.
Alright, so.
So on a 17?
Looks bored.
Bored? Okay, great. Okay. I love bored.
Yeah.
Okay.
He kind of continues down the hallway past you guys, and he disappears into Yurgo's office.
Huh.
Okay. Because we know there's two guards out on the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
So presumably there's only one now.
Right.
Which is, who knows.
Yeah.
Fantastic if that's the case. Okay. Keep going.
All right, so you guys make your way to the end of the gallery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm really scared now.
I know. This is fucking nuts.
So the door, he did leave the door ajar.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's going to be waiting behind this door? Okay. My stealth is +6. What do you guys have?
Mine is a +2.
Okay.
+4.
Okay, very specifically, I will go first through this door. And I'm just going to open it. And maybe, Tony, you can be behind my shoulder so you can let me know if I'm running into anything. But I'll go through first very quietly and see if there's any nonsense happening on the inside.
Yeah.
Bodies on the floor.
As you open the door on the other end of the gallery opens up. And the same guard comes back walking down the hallway. And he notices the doorway opening at the end of the hall.
Fuck.
Ooh. Could I?
Yes, please, whatever you got!
Like, would we have known who these guards were before?
With a flashback, it'd be pretty easy to...
What if I, like, worked some stuff on him to, like, make him afraid of a spirit in the house? And, like, it's, like, a particular spirit who likes galleries and, like, can open doors or something and, like, got him really scared of it or something.
Oh, you spread a rumor about a gallery ghost?
Or something. Or, like, basically made him feel like he was being haunted or I don't know.
I'm going to call this a 6-point.
Okay. That's fair.
That does sound fair, yeah.
And it's also... I'm going to say that, you know, part of that, of course, is like, you know, getting who the guards are, figuring out, like, where this guy goes to drink, going there, telling him these, like, ghost stories.
Not as Inari, as somebody else.
Obviously, as somebody else. And I don't know, this is a formality, but go ahead and roll me a persuasion or deception check. See just
you
how
guys
well.
Are cool
with oh, yeah!
To see how well you spook this guy.
Very cool with this.
Okay. 25, I think.
We did this before, and it was very effective.
Yeah, 25.
What did you name the spirit?
And did you tell us?
Yeah. Jeff Dunham. Yes.
No!
Yes. Yes.
No!
He just looks at the opening door. This is the racist ghost of Dunham! And he bolts back through the office. About 30 seconds later, you see a guard come, like, pouring down the stairs and into the backyard.
Oh! Ooh. What does he do?
He's running away.
He's running away.
He quits.
And you see, like, another guard, like, intercepts him to talk to him. Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I can't talk to... Oh, no, I can't.
Yes, we're good until we get... Right? We're good so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just gotta get that white guard.
I just like to play, like, what if the guard in the gallery sees us open it? It's like, we got a thing for that. Yeah. That's why this system is so much fun.
Right? God.
All right.
Linear time no longer exists.
All right, so you, the three of you make your way into Yurgo's bed chambers. You see this is you're almost to your target. You see there's a large four-post bed in one side of it. You see, like, pretty much, it's almost like a whole little living area. There's a little, like, kitchenette. There's, a fountain running water. There's a doorway that goes to the bath. And most importantly, there is a large wooden door that you know goes to the vault entry area.
Can the remaining guard on the balcony see in?
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, I will say as you walk in, you kind of... I would say that the door was already ajar and kind of, he wasn't, but, like, you do see, like, him kind of looking down into the yard and kind of looking back, like, you would get the idea that the commotion, like, he's noticing the commotion out there and realizing that his guy that he was, like, just went to use the bathroom is not coming back.
Mm-hmm. I think we can probably leave him alone if he can't see us.
Is he, yeah, if we can get into the vault quick, maybe we just let it be quick. We've still got to get down a floor before we can bamf. But if we can keep our invisibility and things get hairy, I think all we have to do is jump off the balcony and then we can go to Inari.
Yeah.
Which means that you
have to keep
should be
updated.
Yeah.
Because well, I don't know that if it's about seeing me, I don't know that you should leave or that I should leave before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to loop back to the gallery, like the downstairs gallery, to try to see what's in that secret room?
Only if it's very easy to do so. I'm not worried about that secret room if we get out of this alive.
Yeah. I think our best bet is if we can get out and pass the guard on this balcony and fly away, I think that that's our best bet.
Yeah, I think this guard missing makes things good now, but it's going to get complicated really fast.
Yeah, exactly.
So, let's try to get into this vault as quick as we can. I test the door. Does it open easily, or?
it is not locked. Okay.
Trap check wand?
Ooh, yeah, trap check wand.
Do you, is this, I'm going to stand in the middle of the room and use my Wand of Secrets, which will point to the nearest trap or secret area, like a trap door or something like that, blah, blah, blah.
Just a second.
Deep breaths.
The wand does not pulse or point to anything, so there is nothing, no secret doors or traps within 30 feet of you.
Amazing.
Sweet.
All right, let's go in. All right, we're about to have no magic.
Good.
Okay. Open the door.
I'm assuming you're also...
I look visibly very uncomfortable going in.
I also assume that you're kind of, like waiting for a point for him like this.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, is we'll watch... until he's kind of, like, looking off in a different direction.
Is there anything that you've done that would have maybe pulled his attention away from you completely in this moment?
I mean, we're pretty rocking right up till midnight. Can we say that we set up a second set of fireworks to go off after the first round?
Yeah.
So it's a surprise to the guards in particular, but a delight to the guests, and everybody is...
Absolutely. I'd say that'd just be like a two-pointer. Nice. No roll needed.
Nice.
So the fireworks finish, and then you hear, like, the... Inari, you can see, like, they've kind of, like, the guy outside has kind of talked that one guard down. and so the two of them are kind of walking back. He's like escorting him back to his post.
I will say that.
You guys still probably have like a couple minutes for them to get there.
Yeah.
To the house.
Yeah.
But the guard in the balcony, it was kind of distracted by that. He kind of like turns back to his guard duties, and then the second fireworks show comes. Mm-hmm. He wasn't expecting. And it's just like, ooh, free fireworks. He wasn't expecting it. So he's definitely distracted by that as the three of you open the door and slip inside, shutting it behind you.
Okay. Right, so before, as we open the door, I let you know we're in. And it's radio silence.
Alright. And your connection will reestablish when you leave.
Yeah. Sorry.
So they're just gone.
No moaning.
So you walk into this long, narrow room. You see the floor is done in this black tile, and you see a large door in front of you, which has a circular contraption on the front of it with writing on it.
Uh-huh.
And you see right in front of the door, there is sort of a white semicircular tile big enough for one person to stand on.
Interesting. One person.
Do we know what this is? Like, is this a common...
This is something completely elaborate and bespoke. This is something that you would gather that he has had made specially.
Okay.
Can I... Go ahead.
Okay.
Can I say that I'd used my criminal contacts, because I knew we were going to be breaking into a vault, to do research on what he could have possibly put in this as a lock? Try to sniff that down. Even talking to Harita and asking her who are people who make vaults for the rich and famous.
You actually have the name
of, I feel like,
of one of them. And that name... Just a second. Is...
I have no idea, but it felt like something I had asked about before.
Trap
Ursa Katara, a Minotaur safe maker who owns the Labyrinthian lock in Old Town.
Okay.
Clockmaker's Row, I think.
Okay.
And so, yeah, if you want to spend a point to flashback,
yes.
I'd say. And I'll say just 1 point because I don't think you're going to get what you want out of this.
That sucks.
But it will give you some information.
Okay.
She was actually a good person to ask about this because she has some gambling debts. So she's well aware of who Yurgo is. And she says, she tells you that, Yurgo had paid somebody outside the city to build this vault specifically to make it harder for people in the city to find out more about it. She's heard through the grapevine, through the kind of locksmith vault maker grapevine, that he's got some sort of magical locks on it. But underneath the magical locks is just a physical lock.
Okay.
Also, how is there a magical lock in a new magic room?
That's a great question.
Okay.
So that was something you do know because of that the final layer of it is just a physical lock. And so you'll need to be able to pick that lock in order to proceed further or get the key.
Okay. Can I have your gloves of thieving?
Yeah, they're in whatever you guys have.
Great. So I have her gloves of thieving.
Are gloves of thieving what's the word?
Tool.
Attunement item? What do they do?
You gain a plus... They're not attunement. You gain a +5 to dex checks and dex... sleight of hand and dex checks made to pick locks.
Yeah.
Okay, because I have a +8 to any tool check, if you want me to do that.
But they are a tool?
Well, you have to use tools.
Thieves tools. You have to use
thieves tools.
But the gloves are not the tools.
Correct.
Yeah, they just give you a bonus.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you pick a lock, it's your tool check plus dexterity.
So then you've got them. Great.
And so that would be an 8 plus 5.
So we have to get through the magical lock first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you see, you see three rings and, like, a kind of circular, almost like a bullseye, right? It's got three rings and then, like, a bullseye in the center, all made of metal. There's writing on the outer ring.
And then there's a half circle in front of it in tile that's not...
That's white, yeah,
that's
compared
white.
To the black tile.
All right, well, I've got the most hit points to burn. So...
Can you read the writing before you get up there, or no?
What's the writing?
Yeah, I'll say that you can read it before you get up there. It just says, violent forces, energy manifested, ablaze within here.
Like fireball?
Violent forces,
energy manifested?
Mm-hmm. Ablazed within here.
And that's three lines separate?
It's on the outer ring. It's three sentences.
Well, that's magical. I just want to see if anything's going to happen to you when you go up to start fucking with it. So I'll step into the half circle.
All right. As you step into the half circle, all your magic items turn back on.
That's what I thought. Great. Great. Now Now I just have to figure out the puddle. Puddle? Puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very sorry. What was it again? Violent?
Violent forces. Energy manifested. Ablaze within here.
I also still have my mystery key.
Ooh.
Would that work on this potentially?
Ten, right?
And the not the rings, but the center, the key.
Yeah. It's a magic item, so I wasn't sure if it would.
And is it a blaze within here?
A blaze.
Okay.
Like it turns on, it becomes on fire. A blaze.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Yeah.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Fireball, that's crazy, right?
The three rings?
He's not magical.
It's just three rings, or is there like a... But there's a thing in the center, you said.
There's it's three rings around like a metal bullseye.
What if you
have suppose you have a knock.
Hit it, and then do some sort of energy at it, and then fire it.
Yeah.
That seems a little too on the nose, though.
Sorry, say it one more time.
Violent forces, energy manifested, ablaze within you.
I wonder if it's, like, like physical force is the first one, energy,
like lightning,
and then a blaze is fire.
So can you describe the door again?
It's just a large metal door with this big circular thing in the center of it.
So door and then a circular thing inside of that? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that circular thing is where this is written.
Yeah.
And that's
on the outer ring, yeah.
And that's the lock.
Yeah.
And then how many concentric rings are there?
There's three rings and then the bullseye.
One of them with this, the outer one has the writing on
it. The other two rings don't have any writing on it.
And then a bolt in this, a key lock in the center?
No, just it's just metal right now, just a circular piece of metal. But you would surmise that might be where the key lock would be.
Okay. You don't have knock, do you?
Mm-mm.
How much is a knock spell?
It's
troll?
I think it's like first or second level. Let me look. Knock is a second level spell. It only a target that is spell checked by a mundane lock.
Mm. So. Oh, okay. Isn't there one that undoes arcane locks? I thought they did.
No, knock will counter an arcane lock spell.
Oh, okay.
But not necessarily a magical lock.
Okay.
Also, whenever you cast a spell, a loud knock audible 300 feet
loud.
Away.
Yeah, it's very loud. I know that.
Knock, knock, knock.
Not great. Okay, what are we going to do here?
I think try fire on the area that says ablaze.
I have Firebolt as a cantrip.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do that?
And then energy, does either of you have, like, Shocking Grasp, or...
I've got Lightning.
Well, that's a
real... I've got Shocking Grasp.
Oh, yeah, because that's lightning damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Nice. So
maybe we try...
So I can get up on the half circle and do a Shocking Grasp.
Well, and I mean, maybe we should try it all at once. I do violence, you do energy, and shift.
Only one of you, by the way, is able to fit into the
That's
square.
What I was going
to
say.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Violent forces, energy, man.
What happens if we just do one at a time?
Yeah. But just do them in that order.
Yeah, so you punch it, I'll get up and shock it, and then Shems can get up and fire it.
Let's do it.
Sound like
Let's
a plan?
Sounds good.
Cool.
Okay. Is there anywhere in particular that looks like it's just flat?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else going on.
Correct. No door handles, nothing else.
I'm going to punch it.
Okay, nothing seems to happen.
Yeah. Okay, I'll step out of the way.
I'll stand on the circle and do Shocking Grasp.
Nothing seems to happen.
Okay.
Then I will... stand there after Tony moves and do a firebolt.
Okay. As you do that, the letters light up yellow,
yes.
All of them.
Yes.
And then the kind of the middle ring, the metal on it expands to cover the writing on that ring. And there's now a second ring that is visible.
Okay. Ooh. And we don't know if we actually needed the first two or if it was just the fire.
Let's not think about it.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
All right. You see the middle ring has the phrase, creating visions and perhaps more, power no less than the fifth of a score.
Okay.
Minor? Is minor a fifth of a score? Minor?
Can you do it again?
Creating
visions.
Creating visions and perhaps more. Power no less than the fifth of a score.
Oh. Major illusion. Fifth level spell.
Or major.
Right? Major image. Creating visions and perhaps more. Can you read the rest of it?
Power no less than the fifth of a score.
You would have a scroll of major image. It's an item.
Creating visions.
Then a fifth of a score.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone know what a fifth of a score is?
I mean, it could be four.
Well, four score, that's 20. Four Is it?
Score is 20.
So 5?
So a fifth of a score would be 4.
Okay.
Because 4 times 5, right? Right?
Yep.
Okay. What level is...
So it would be image? A fourth level spell or higher, creating visions and perhaps more. So...
Major image, I think, is a fifth level. No, it's third. Major image won't do it.
Could you cast it at
I'll
a higher
cast
level?
Cast it? Yeah, that's a good question.
What was that other one? But that was a sixth level spell, wasn't it? The other one we were looking at last week.
Oh, the programmed one?
Yeah.
That was a six.
Let's see what I have for scrolls.
Wait, was it fifth of a scroll is 4?
Yeah.
So fourth level.
Power no less than a fifth of a score. So it no has to be fourth
level
or higher.
Score.
Okay. Yeah.
What if I did? What was I? Oh. No. Could I do mirror image at a fourth level? No.
That's on yourself, not on something else, though.
Mm. You also could flash back to get appropriate scroll.
That's what I'm thinking.
What's a good scroll?
And Ari, you said you had a major illusion scroll, right?
Major image.
Major image? What level is that?
It's third.
Yeah, it's I'm third, assuming it's
which
whatever.
Is a problem.
But
Phantasmal Killer is fourth. Hallucinatory Terrain, but I don't know how that would work. And Greater Invisibility. How much does a fourth level spell scroll cost us?
They are somewhat reasonably priced.
I have Phantasmal Killer, just not...
2,500?
Just not ready.
Phantasmal Killer...
It's a ritual cast done? I feel like we don't want to do that.
No, it's not ritual.
Can we spend a point to have it so that Tony has that spell ready?
Ooh, has it prepared?
Absolutely.
Ooh, that's really good. How many points is that?
There's 1 point.
Nice. Amazing.
So that's my fourth level. I don't know why I kept control water.
It's your signature spell.
It is your signature spell.
I love
it. It's got us out of a bind before.
Alright.
Almost killed a student before.
Back in ye olden days, when we were all a little bit more dodgy about Tony's decisions.
So I cast Phantasmal Killer.
Alright, you cast it on the door, and the letters light up. Nice little blue, and you hear the sounds of the metal as the first ring expands to cover the second ring, leaving in the innermost ring one last phrase.
God, yes.
Magic that's bold and impure that leaves many mages unsure, but in the right hands and with priestly commands, it is magic that does more than cure.
Restoration? No.
I'm sorry, magic that's...
It's giving necromancy, honestly. Yeah. Bold and impure.
Magic that's bold and impure that leaves many mages unsure. But in the right hands and with priestly commands, it is magic that does more than cure.
Is it like the take energy, give energy?
Can you teams us? Or can you teams us? Jesus Christ. Can you send that? There's no way I'm going to write that down.
Leaves many mages unsure.
Yes, please. Because I can't right now. I can't.
Yeah, I'm realizing that I write a little slower.
Yeah, right. Bold and impure, but leaves many mages unsure, but in the right hands, and with priestly commands.
It's magical. Like a clear.
Oh shit, I put the solution. I mean, you guys were so close to it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh no! Whoops!
Shim's land had already said it.
Yeah.
Is it life trans? transference? Is that what's happening?
Any necromancy spell.
Look at the group chat. Yeah.
You know what would have been better is if you'd gone and edited it and not said anything and seen who noticed it before you edited it. And then we'd be like, wait, you edited that? What did you edit out? And then...
There was no calm once you'd realized you'd done that.
No, I...
There was no chill.
I'm not that ice cold DM, unfortunately. I was just like, oh, fuck. Because I have the solutions written here, too. It's fine. You guys have figured it out, basically.
I'd like to think that if in that situation I would have gone, huh. And, like, the people would be like, what? And I'm like, oh, nothing. Just one second. Just gotta do something real fast.
Cool as ice.
For sure.
I've got a speak with dead scroll. I've got...
Somebody's got a staff of doom that has every necromancy spell.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You can just bonk it with a sacred flame or something, if you got that.
I was gonna do specifically life transference, because that's a necromancy spell that does healing, which is what my thought process was.
But isn't that a higher level spell?
Yeah, I'm gonna use the cheapest one.
Yeah.
Toll the Dead is one charge. You point at one creature you see within range, and the single chime of a dolorous bell is audible within 10 feet of the target. Do we want to make that sound?
No. She spend one more point to make it not make noise.
I've got a chill touch.
Ooh, that's necromancy.
Cantrip.
Yeah, that's a cantrip. That's free.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's sure. Do that.
Is that okay if I just do that?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
You do that, and then the letters glow, and then the center bullseye expands out, and you just see a keyhole.
Ooh, Shams, you're up. Motherfucker, I'm going to throw up.
Do you want to try your mystery key first? Just to
lie on
it?
Oh, just for fun?
Yeah,
that would be fun.
That would be
Let's
so
do
cool.
that.
I mean, this thing I gave you, like, in session two or something.
Yeah, very early.
Working or something. What do you have to roll?
And it only works at a 20?
Nap 20 opens the lock automatically.
Isn't there one that blows up?
No.
Okay, good.
Oh, thank God.
I was just double checking. I wasn't sure.
Before you roll,
Nope. I tried.
It could have been that one.
Yeah.
You never know.
Someday it'll find a lock.
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right. So, Shims, you need to pick the lock.
Okay. I'm nervous.
You got this.
Oh, I actually
got this. Don't you have a plus 13? You're going to be fine.
Plus a flash.
I have a plus 10 to any tool check because it's a double proficiency.
Yep.
Plus another 5.
Proficiency went up.
So you have a plus 15.
Plus 5. Yeah. Okay. It's not bad. I don't have advantage though, right?
No.
I don't know why I was gonna roll 2. Okay, just 1. Sweet. Nat 20.
Yay!
Nat 20.
That's
plus 10, plus 5 from the gloves. Do I also add my usual dexterity bonus?
Yeah.
Plus 2. What the fuck is that?
37.
Fuck yeah.
It's hilarious.
Use your all purpose tool, like you just. You perhaps just turn it into the key that this lock needs.
Right.
And you open it up. And as you
all of those shitty rolls were worth it.
Yes.
And as you do that, the keyhole bullseye extends and turns and, like, extends into a knob.
Okay. Let's go get our shit.
Okay, who's opening the door?
I'll open it just in case.
All right, you turn the handle. Door opens surprisingly easy.
Okay.
Inward. And you see a large room, bigger than it should possibly be possible to be. Just lined floor to ceiling, wall to wall with chests. And each of the chests has like a diamond shape, like over the clasp.
All right, we're not opening these chests. We are just putting the chests in the hole. How many chests are there?
For traps.
Can I turn my bazinga back on?
Your bazinga turns back on. Yeah, everything looks as it should.
Can I stand?
Jesus Christ. See how many we
should
can
I
get?
Use my...
Oh, ooh, sorry.
I use my thingy.
Yeah.
My wand of secrets.
Mm-hmm.
What if we emptied out the hole into our secret hideout before, so the hole...
Yeah, do you want to go back and empty out the hole?
Ooh, so the hole, we're coming in with an empty hole. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's a one. Yeah.
Okay.
One pointer.
Would all of the chests fit in there, even if it's empty?
That's a
probably not. I think it's a 1,500-pound limit or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, or is that a bag of holding? Has a $1,500.
It's a 10-foot deep hole.
It's nice and deep.
10 is it?
Nice and wide.
6 feet wide. So, you would be able to fit more diamonds. It won't fit all the chests. You'd be able to fit more of it if you emptied the chests in here.
It would also cover our tracks.
Mm. Yeah, because they're going to see the chests still there.
Yeah.
Not necessarily
and maybe
them.
Not check them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me open the chests because we know what happened to you. So, I will
so
start.
So, you all are in the vault?
Yes.
Okay, but I did check for traps a second time to make sure, right? So, I'm...
Yes, yeah, you detect no traps, no secret doors.
How high are the shelves? Can I reach them easily?
They're like 10-foot ceilings.
Fuck that. So we're just getting the ones that I can reach easily and not struggle with.
I think that that's fine.
So I take it down, I open it, see if anything attacks me.
You open the chest, it is empty.
Fuck!
And as you open the chest, the vault door shuts
mm-hmm.
and locks. And you hear just a and as you turn around, and Tony, you have your bazinga up, so they weren't here a minute ago, you see three people. You see Yurgo, the Wasp, and Inari. Inari, let's do a quick little flashback. You are out of psychic whisper range for these people for a little while.
But only for a few minutes!
Inari, at some point, you've been drinking a lot. You have to use the rest of the room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you go pee, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
All right, as you finish up and come out of the stall, you feel a blow in your solar plexus as the Wasp shimmers in front of you. He has done a stunning strike on you.
No!
What? Why?
He totally saw you guys.
And... As you do that, stunned for a second, Yurgo comes in and he says, "You got her."
Oh my god, he did totally fucking see us.
Can I retcon something? Can I flashback something?
I'm doing this as a favor to you. Okay. I figure you want to be here for this instead of just being off. I know it sounds bad, but I'm like,
no.
Inari would like to be there for this. He walks over, puts his arm on your shoulder, or a hand on your shoulder, and a hand on the Wasp's shoulder, and he says a word in Draconic.
Oh.
And the three of you disappear and reappear in the vault, where he just starts clapping.
Ah! Fuck me!
He says,
oh my God.
Good work getting in here. Very few do. He says, I assume you're looking for my hoard of diamonds.
Yeah, where do you put them?
Well, we are never far from our hoards.
Fucking dragon, he's a goddamn dragon.
I knew it! He said Draconic! I was like, that's a goddamn dragon!
And as
dragon.
He says that, he... Oh, no, also, you see, and I'll say that you like, as like you kind of focus on him, like, you see beyond his orcish form as he shifts into this massive... adult diamond dragon, his entire body covered with the tens of thousands
beautiful.
Of diamonds he has collected over his body. And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Oh,
nice.
No.
Oh
that?
My god.
You never saw him with true sight before this moment. I had to go back and double check.
Oh my god.
Damn. But it also feels like he would have had something that True Sight couldn't see through.
True Sight sees through everything.
That is. It's a ninth level spell, right?
It's not ninth, it's up there.
But it's weird that he would go out in public where people could have True Sight without his control. I mean, it makes sense why he doesn't allow it.
He doesn't actually go out in public that often. He was lured out. He was lured out by the diamond.
And the casino, don't they have like
they have stuff.
They do have stuff.
Oh no!
I broke her.
Who'd you break?
Oh, no. Myself. I don't have a lot of minis.
But that's all right.
We can do that.
I can pull that one back in. Yeah.
Hi.
Do you want me to pick it up? Do you want me to put it somewhere?
Do you want me to hold you like the gentleman that you are?
All right. Well, that very excited to pick back up there next week.